Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Everybody needs a power in here.
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, the doubters run. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Everybody needs to fight some battles in here. This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times. I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, my husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
God knew. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Why do you give him praise?
Because you're worthy. Because you're faithful. Somebody ought to give him glory.
Glory.
Everybody know he's a winner.
Yeah.
Everybody know he's a winner.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thine a glory. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the hottest blog talk radio show. I am your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, and welcome again. Welcome to the hottest blog talk radio show. I am your host, Deacon Chauncey Odom. My co-host is Pastor Jerome Pittman. He's not here today, or not at least not right now. Again, I hope everyone had a good day, a blessed day, a loving day. I hope you guys reached out to a brother and told him that you love him. What we always do, you know, we always go into prayer first, and then we read our foundation scriptures, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So let's go ahead and get into it. You know, as our topic always, I'm my brother's keeper. We're going to talk about a lot of things that us as men don't do, and what the church won't talk about when it comes to men. And you know, those questions out there, I want the fellas to answer, the ones that's called in, the one that's on social media. Number is 914-219-0903. Again, the number is 914-219-0903. Press 1. I'll call out your last four numbers, and we can just start the conversation. If anything that's on your heart that you led to talk about or want to talk about, this is the opportunity, and this is the platform where, as men, we can get together and talk. We won't judge no one. We won't criticize no one. Because here at the barbershop, we don't have no heaven or hell to put you in. We are here to listen. We're here to show that love and compassion. So with that being said, let's go into prayer. Let's go into our foundation scripture, which is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And we're going to chop it up. Our Father, God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, we come to you as humble as we know how today. We're asking you to show yourself on this show today. Holy Spirit, come in and have your way. I will decrease so the Holy Spirit can increase. Give us something that we can share with one another. Teach us how to be men. Teach us how to be fathers. Teach us how to be sons. Teach us as brothers to stick with each other. Lord, we know this time that the devil's out there wrecking havoc. We rebuke anything that's not like you, that's trying to attack the show, that's trying to attack the brothers that's listening, trying to attack our homes, our family, our schools, our government. As men, we come to you right now, Father, asking you to give us your wisdom and your strength that we will be able to stand to the adversary and his tricks, his flunkies, all the ones that he thinks he's trying to attack us to keep us separate and keep us apart. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just asking you, Lord, to come in and have your way. We asking you to give the one that's going up and down the dangerous highway, traveling mercies to and from. God, we even asking you to protect the ones that's doing the protest. We even asking you to go see them loved ones, to all the ones who lost that loved one because of police brutality, or because of the lynching and hanging from the tree. Lord, we know this is not of you. This is nothing but the enemy. The enemy know his time is coming close. His time is near. He can't go back to heaven. But, Lord, we asking you to give us men, all men, no matter what color, what race we are, Lord, give us the strength to stand on your word and stand up to the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Again, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, this verse 6, and he shall direct your path. I had just read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. In your leisure time, I ask you and I challenge you guys, all my brothers, to read those two scriptures and ask the Holy Spirit to give you discernment, to give you wisdom and understanding of those two scriptures, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Welcome to the hottest blog talk radio show. It's The Barbershop. I am your host. My co-host is Pastor Jerome Pittman. He's not with us today, So we praying, Lord, give him traveling mercy wherever he's at today. Keep him covered, him and his family. So if he do come on, Lord, we thank you for bringing him. We thank you for his wisdom and his understanding that he stands on the word of God. And he's a true man of God. He's also a true friend. With that being said, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Like I was saying before we start the praying, we know I always keep it. I'm my brother's keeper, because this has been weighing on my heart that as men, we are each other's keeper. We're supposed to hold each other accountable for the things that we do. And it's nice to have that partner that can hold you accountable and stay in your grill, stay in your face, and get on you about doing what you're supposed to do. Because we know that the enemy is running havoc, and he's doing everything he can to keep all men away from each other. It's just not he's only attacking the black men. He's attacking all men, white, Latino, Hispanic, Mexican, Asian, whatever race you are. The devil is trying to keep all men away from each other. But we know that the things that's going on in the world and is going on in the streets today is racist. And, you know, this has been going on for years and years and years and years. And, you know, it's like what we always say on the barbershop. Excuse me, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, got to change. You got to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I pleased with this man that I'm looking at? And if you don't do it for yourself, if you don't do it for Christ, what about your wife? What about your kids? What about a young child that has no father figure? And it's sad. And it's one thing about when it comes to my brothers, I am very passionate when it comes to brothers. I'm very passionate to everyone and humble. But when it comes to the men, my brothers, I'm very passionate, because as men, we letting too much stuff go on in this world without saying anything. And it's just like we was talking Monday, what the church won't talk about. The church won't talk about why it's not enough men in the church. Why is it that when we call ourselves men, we run and we wonder why the women doing what they doing? It's because us as men, including myself, we have dropped the ball. We need to pick that ball up and stop putting so much pressure on the woman, because that's not the woman's place. The woman is supposed to be our help me, not our tore to beat up on. No, they ain't supposed to disrespect her. We supposed to love her, protect her, honor her, and treat her just like God told us to do. And I get upset when I find I'm guilty myself. I've mistreated women when I was coming. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. And once I had my daughter, it changed just a little bit. But I was still stuck in my selfish ways because I was hurt. Hurt people hurt other hurt people. So I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to get it right. Because he's soon to come back. And I don't want to be left behind. That's why I try to encourage all my brothers to join us on Wednesday night. So I really want to know, how do you feel about the things that's going on? Or what's going on in your life? What do you want to talk about? Because we know we can sit here and poke our chest out when we get around other brothers. And deep down inside, we hurting like crazy. And when we go home, we close that door and we cry. I know a lot of you ain't going to admit it, but it's true. A lot of my brothers are selfish. A lot of my brothers are prideful. They got the ego getting, well, I'm just going to do what the Holy Spirit say to do. I told you, I said, Holy Spirit, I'm going to decrease so the Holy Spirit can increase. I'm just going to keep it real. It's time for us as men, all men, to step up and do what we supposed to do, including myself. Because ministry starts at home. If we can't minister and do what we supposed to do in our house, how can we teach somebody else or encourage somebody else to do something when we can't do it ourselves? We learn from each other's testimony. I got a t-shirt that my wife made, designed, but I did, we both designed. You don't know my story. All of us men, brothers, whatever you want to call, however what you want to call, we have a story. It takes a real man step up, break down, and tell somebody, look, I got a problem. I'm going through something. I need some help. Can I count on you, brother, to be there for me? It's not always about money. It's about somebody being there and helping them, push them, encourage them, and love on them, or listen. I've been excited all day about this show, and I already knew. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I leave it in your hand to bring them in. I'm just going to be obedient and do what you say do. I don't know who's on social media that's listening, but if you're listening, the number is 914-219-0903. Press 1. I call out your last four numbers. I want to hear from my brothers about what's going on out here in the streets, what's going on in your life, what's going on in your heart, or what kind of relationship you. This is the time for us to get together. This is the time for us to link arms and stand up and push each other to greatness, because that's what our Heavenly Father called us to be, great. Just imagine if you stepped up and did what you're supposed to, if you call yourself a Christian, if you call yourself a man of God, how would your wife or your fiance feel or girlfriend feel when she see you trying to do right? She see you praying at night out loud for your family, for your kids, for the world. It makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. Holy Spirit, have your way. I'm fired up because it's to the point now where I'm not upset. I'm cool with it. I know it's going to be some brothers to come, and I know it's going to be some brothers that's all they're going to do is run their mouth and say they come, and they're not going to come. But that's fine. Like I said, I'm going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to keep pushing this show. If I stepped on your toe, say ouch. It's okay. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit convicting you, because I know the Holy Spirit has convicted me several times on my show. And I'm honest, and I can say I'm not perfect. I done made some bad decisions. I've been on this show trying to preach and minister to folks, and I'm doing wrong. Like I just said, it takes a real man to let you know that it was wrong. I hold myself accountable. Because my thing is, she's my wife now. But we both came to agreement that what we was doing was wrong. And I couldn't get mad at her when she told me, she said, I can't come on your show because you sit here saying one thing and you doing another. And I love her for that. Just like my pastor told me, if you love her, make her an honest woman. Make her your wife. And that's what I done. And I asked the Lord, forgive me, to sit here and do your work, and I'm doing wrong. So the wrong I was doing, I made it right in his eyes. I went to the Lord, and I asked him to forgive me. I went to my wife now. She forgave me. And ever since we made our wrong right, Lord has been blessing us. Even though when we were doing, the enemy will bless you too, but it's temporary. But when the Lord blesses, it's permanent. You can count on it. You won't lose it. Because what's meant for you is yours. So I'm just telling the brothers, we got to step up, stop playing house, stop playing with the Lord, and do what he called us to do, which called us to be great. a lot of this stuff that's going on in the world, because, again, us as men have dropped the ball. Because you worried about what your brother going to say. You worried about what your homies going to say. You worried about them calling you punk and weak and soft. Just like when he was coming up, where they used to tell us, a man ain't supposed to cry. So you mean to tell me if I lose a loved one, I'm not supposed to cry? That's what they were teaching us. But the devil is a lie. I'm not afraid to cry. I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong, because I'm not perfect. When you commit to the Lord that you was wrong and hold yourself accountable, and you start doing what the Lord telling you to do and be obedient to his word, watch what he do. Watch what he do. I'm always challenging my brothers on Facebook, social media. That's fine. I'm going to challenge. If you come, you come. If you don't, you don't. That's fine. I still got to do what I got to do. Because I know my job is to till the ground, plant the seed. If it's meant for somebody to come behind me and water it and keep watering and going until that plant grow, then I'm fine. Like I said, if only one person I reach, I'm happy. Because you can lead the horse to the water, the camel to the water, you can lead any animal to the water, but you can't make them drink. Like I always say, a closed mouth don't get fed and a closed mouth don't get heard. But we always want to talk about this and this and this and this and that and that and that. But then when it's time for us to step up and be men and treat our wives, our fiancé, our kids, our family right, we don't want to do right. We can talk about sports all day long. We can talk about what we done in the streets when we went to the club. Man, I'm telling you, because it was me. I used to do that, but I don't now. It's time for us to stop playing games. And we wonder why no men in the church, why it's a bunch of women. Because some men don't want to accept the responsibility of being a man. Just like I said a couple of weeks ago when we were first talking about the fatherless home. And what really made me upset and to think about it, 63% of our kids commit suicide because the father done left the house. It's not in their life. The kids think that they're to blame for the divorce. They think they're to blame that the father left. No, you're not to blame. It's the man. You call it what you want. We can't keep blaming it all on the woman. Yeah, women have their parts in it too, but you the one that left. If you weren't ready to be no dad, why did you do it? You know, if you know you ain't wearing no protection, you already know what's gonna happen. This is easy as 1 + 1 = 2 all day long. Some birth controls don't work. She can sit there and tell you she on birth control just to trap you. But you still got to be protected of yourself. I don't know. I'm just saying, well, I didn't know we were going to go this way. But it's just, I'm just being obedient to what the Holy Spirit says. Again, the number is 914-219-0903 to all the ones that's on social media. Just press 1 and we'll call out your last 4 numbers. And, you know, I'm just saying how I feel about what's going on. And it's not right. You know, we take life for granted. We take each other for granted. Like the Lord say, how can you love me that you don't see and love your brother and don't love the brother you do see? It's sad. We supposed to love our brothers. You know, I say it all the time. It's amazing how women can have their little book club. They can go to do their little shopping spree. They can have their little pajama party, a little sleepover. And don't let one of the girlfriends be going through something. They always there. They there. But when it comes to the men, some do, some don't. But majority of them is the pride and ego. They let the pride and ego get in the way. Or, like I said before, they worried about what the other brother going to say. Is he going to call him a punk? Is he going to call him weak? I will tell you right now, if a brother of mine came to me right now and told me that he's going through some stuff and he don't know what to do, him and his wife going through, he's still drawing unemployment, the kids running ragged, and just bust out, start crying. You know, I have more respect for him. Because it takes a real man to admit when he's going through. It takes a real man to admit that he got a problem. If he was to start crying in my face, I would respect him more than any man that I know. And when he go behind them four walls, he cry. Because when you go behind them four walls and cry, you hurting yourself. It's just like I was being taught. It's just like cancer. Cancer eats you up from the inside out. Because as we know, stress don't have no discrimination, no age limit. Don't care what color you are, what your race, what your, you know, denominations are. They don't care. If it's going to get you, it's going to get you. But like they say, warning comes before destruction. Like I said, I'm calling all my brothers out. When we get through with this show, if you don't like me, so be it. It's one thing, like I say on Facebook, it's one thing that you can't stop me from doing. You can stop me from doing a lot of things, but it's one thing you can't stop me from doing, and that's loving. Because if Christ loves you, I have to love you too. No matter what you say in my face, no matter what you say behind my back, I will forgive you and keep it moving, and I will still love you. Just keeping it real. If you have anything you want to say to the one that's called in, press 1. You know how we do. We'll call out the last 4 numbers to the one that's on social media. Again, the number is 914-219-0903. Press 1. Call out your last 4 numbers. Again, I just want to know how you guys feel about all this stuff that's going on. Because it seems like ever since, rest in peace, Brother George Floyd, ever since that happened to him, it's just like things are just coming out, more coming out in the open, which is good. Because see, what the devil meant for bad, our Heavenly Father turning it for our good. But you can't see if you don't have that intimate relationship with him, and if you don't have that spiritual eye to discern what's going on. You have to pay attention. That's why I said, I challenge me, look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you pleased with that man that you're looking at in the mirror? Literally, ask yourself, wow, am I pleased at who I am? Or is it more room for me to change? I know I got plenty of room for me to change. I have a 5-month-old son I got to protect. I got a new wife now I got to protect. I got kids I got to protect and pray for and provide for. I don't need no other man doing it. I sure don't need the devil coming in trying to wreak havoc. So again, I encourage you, I encourage all men, take a look at yourself in the mirror and be honest with yourself. Do you like what you see? Take off your mask, not the mask that you wear around for COVID-19. No, you got on another mask as well. Stop sending your representative to the meeting. take that mask off and let the real you come. Because it's time for us to take off our mask. Really, it's time for us to take off our mask and let the world see the real you. None of us are perfect. We all go through. But now we have the opportunity to get it right. Why not get it right? You mean to tell me you'd rather lose everything that you got before you get it right? When you got an opportunity, every time we wake up in the morning, that's another opportunity to get ourselves together and get ourselves right. Put Christ in our life. You got the opportunity when you wake up in the morning. What you done wrong, make it right. Because when you do your, man, I'm trying to tell you, it will be weight that fall off your shoulder. It will be weight to fall off. You'll feel, you will be different. Hold yourself accountable for when you do something wrong. We got to be the bigger person. We got to be the men that God called us to be, which is great. And like I said, we got to do better. We have to do better. We got time. You can make what you done wrong today, you can make it right today. Go sit down, talk to our Heavenly Father, admit that you were wrong, ask for forgiveness, repent, do all of those things. Sit down, just have a conversation, just like we having a conversation right now. You can have a conversation with him in the bathroom, in your car, or go out in your man cave or out there on the patio all by yourself and just have a good old conversation. Believe me, he'll listen. If you come with a sincere heart, because he already knows if you come and plan. When you go to him, you have to go with a sincere heart. You have to. Because believe me, he knows all things. He knows when we playing around. He knows when we ain't for real. And that's one thing I learned. You don't want him to get his belt out and spank you. You don't want him to do that. It won't be pretty. Just like when we were little growing up, when daddy did something, daddy got that belt. Oh yeah, our Heavenly Father get that belt. He'll tear that behind all the pieces. He ain't gonna be playing with you. When he chastised, he do it out of love, just like our parents did us. They did it out of love. The same way you do it when you get on your children, you do it out of love. At least I hope that you, when you get them right, you're doing it out of love. So, like I said, as men, we have to take off that mask. Start sending a representative to do our job. Like I said, we all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. But like I said, we still had the opportunity to get it right. To make things right. Make things right within ourselves. Because when we do those things as men, go before our Heavenly Father and admit that we were wrong and ask for forgiveness and forgive yourself for what you've done. Put yourself around some strong brother who's going to hold you accountable for what you do wrong. Because you got to understand, everybody who say they your boy ain't your boy now. You got to be careful who you call friend or who you call your boy. Because we know we got folks out here that want to see us fail. They don't want us to move forward because they're not moving forward. And it's going to be some friends that you're going to have to let go. Because everybody's not going to be able to go where you go once you put yourself in line with Christ. They ain't going to be able to go with you. Some of them are distractions. Some of them are hindrance. Some of them are leeches. trying to keep you. Like I said, misery loves company. They want you to come to the pity party. Pity party ain't nothing but miserable folks, stressed out folks, mad and upset at a pity party. I don't want to go to no pity party. I go to a Holy Ghost party. I don't want to go to no pity party. I done had plenty of pity parties in my life. Just by me, myself, and I. But as we, like they say, as we get older, we're supposed to get wiser. Some of us don't. Some of us do. So I encourage you, brothers, again, look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you like that person that's in the mirror? Or ask yourself, is there any way I can change? Do I have room to change? We all have room to change. If you want to change, but if you want to be like the crash dummy and get put in that car and strapped in, they hit that button and they hit that button, you run into the wall and they're trying to check, see how sturdy that the frame of that car is. Pull the car back and do it all. Hey, you have the opportunity to do that too. But we have, all of us have room to improve. To do better, to be better, to be what our Heavenly Father called us to be. Start acknowledging Jesus when you get up in the morning or throughout the day. Or when you're sitting in at the stoplight. Don't take that much. Say thank you, Jesus. Because I know a lot of folks don't look like what they done been through. I know I don't. And I thank him every chance I get. Like I said, you don't know my story. We all got a story. We all got a powerful testimony. Because we never know what somebody is going through. And our testimony can be that fire that lights them up or to get them to see what life is all about. We got a lot of folks out here, a lot of brothers out here that want to do right, but don't have nobody they can trust or turn to talk to. Again, they worry about what their partner going to say. Or they worried about what their wife going to say. Or they worried about what their fiance going to say. Or worried about what the girlfriend going to say. If you want to do right, do right. If they going to talk, they going to talk. Let them talk. Let them say what they going to say. Because at the end of the day, that's your decision if you want to live right. That's your decision if you want to keep worshiping the devil. Because if you're not worshiping Jesus, if not serving Jesus, then who you serving? I'm just keeping it real with you. Time to stop playing, and it's time to be real. Like I said, we got a lot of good brothers out here. That's in every group. You got your good and your bad. You know, that's understandable. But just because that person doing wrong don't mean you got to do wrong. You might just say, hey, man, I can't keep going like this. And by you giving your life to Christ or you changing your life around and the crew that you hanging with, somebody, because we got to understand, always somebody watch what we do. Because as me and a guard, as soon as we do something wrong, the first thing they going to tell you, I told you they won't save. I told you they were lying. They just as crooked as a $2 bill. And like I said, we never know what somebody's going through. Somebody see you give your life to Christ and see you moving forward and trying to do right. They might come to you, hey, bro, how did you do this? I'm going through some stuff. Well, you say good morning. Tell a brother that you love him. Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing? How your day going? We never know what a person's going through. So we can just carry on a conversation. Say good morning. Hey, what's up? that person might just start talking. You got that gift of discernment, you'll know if something wrong. You'll sense it. You can tell about when somebody's going through, because their whole demeanor changed. When you used to seeing them happy, laughing, having a good time, all of a sudden, they look like something bothering them. That's the opportunity to say something. Say good morning. Ask them how you doing. I ain't saying go deep all into their business, because eventually they'll tell you. Because we need each other. And you know, that's one thing the enemy don't want. You know, he keep telling, you don't need no brother with you. You can do it by yourself. Ain't you a man? You don't need no other brother standing in your corner. You a man. The enemy doing what he gonna do. Because if we come together, we can be something strong and powerful. Can't you? But we let the pride and ego get in the way. Jealousy get in the way. Selfishness get in the way. You ain't got to be selfish, especially if you're a Christian. Why you want to be selfish? Spread that love that Jesus gave to you. Spread the blessings that the Lord gave. Tell your testimony. They don't even do that in church no more. I used to love going to church and hear people's testimony. Because everybody got a story to tell. But it's sad that they don't let you tell your story no more. Because we all learn from each other's testimony. Like I said. To all the ones that's on social media, their number is 914-219-0903. Press 1, I call out your last four numbers. I want to know how my brothers feel. I want to know how your day was. I want to know how you feel about what's going on in the world. If you just want to say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that's fine. I'm going to say it with you. I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. You got a testimony you want to tell? Hey, tell it. Like I said, you don't know who's listening. I can't tell who's listening on social media because it don't tell me. Well, somebody listening by you telling your testimony, they'll hear it too. Because we need each other, to be honest. We need each other. We need each other. We do. I don't care what color you are, your nationality, whatever. We need each other. Created us all. Every last one of us. He created us. All of us. He wants all of us to get along together, to help each other, love on each other. But we let pride, ego, selfishness, jealousy, envy, all that stuff get in the way. But then you got some men that don't know how, because they never been taught how to be a man. You know, the father never been in their life. And it's sad, you lay down with the woman. Like I said earlier, you didn't use protection. That's what happened. She gonna get pregnant or you gonna catch something. Then how a man can walk out of his kid's life. I can understand you don't get along with the mama. But to walk out of your kid's life, but then you'll get with another woman. She already got kids, but you'll treat them better than you'll treat your own children. I don't get it. I don't understand. Because my dad was in my life every single day until he had to serve a little bit of time. But when he came back, it's like he didn't miss a beat. We still had opportunity to talk and go visit him. But my dad was there. So I can't imagine not having him there or growing up without him. It was hard growing up without my mom. It was. I only seen her during holidays or, you know, come down for birthdays or just to come for a weekend, you know. Like I said, the number is 914-219-0903. Press 1. Call out the last four numbers. Again, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host has just arrived. We're going to welcome Pastor Jerome Pitt. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I've been on the line for a long time. You didn't even know me.
Yeah, I saw you.
Yeah, I've been up there what about 35-40 minutes.
Yeah, I saw you. Your number came, then it popped off, then it came back, and it had a question mark beside it.
Yeah, sitting here, wondering if you saw me or not.
Yeah, I saw.
How you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm good. Just relaxing and, hey, just being obedient, doing the show. But my day was good. You know what I mean? Get my data rolled today. Hung out.
All right.
Hey. How was your day? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yes, I'm on data duty.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, we just, all we've been talking about is, I'm just trying to get the brothers to understand that we need each other, encourage them, you know, like we always say, we want, you know, for them to interact with us. Oh, the call got, so, you know, that's all I ask. I don't ask for much. Even when it comes to my wife, I don't ask for much. You know, my thing is when it comes to me doing my show, I would like for people to interact. You know, I used to get upset when people didn't interact. I used to get upset when people didn't come. You know, they say they come and don't come. That's just people. That's who they are. Until they come up with an idea and they do, then they want you to come support them. I done got to the point now, if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. I still love you. I still pray for you. But I still have to be obedient and do the show regardless. There was no one up here but me. Because like I said, ministry starts at home. The Holy Spirit does the teaching. You know, like I said, I have a big heart for my brothers. It don't matter what color you are or who you are. I have compassion and love for my brothers. Because as men, we have a lot of stuff on our shoulders, a lot of weight on our shoulders. And we have to understand that our Father created us first, men. He gave us authority over the land. I don't want to see nobody fail. If I can do something to encourage, to show some love to somebody, to let them know that I'm there, then I'm good. I'm good if I only touch one person. Will I be? I'd be even happy if I touch more than one. But sometimes you gotta just touch one. You touch that one go back and tell somebody what happened. I'm cool. Because there's one thing, no one can say that I don't encourage nobody. I don't show love to nobody. You can't say that. I did some wrong. I did some dirt. Yeah, I admit that I have. I also admit that I was wrong for doing it. That's why I realize when you admit that you was wrong, come around, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Oh, yeah, I admit it. Because you know when folks talk, Mm-mm-mm. That's all, like I said, some people just want to see you fail. You know, we're all going to get knocked down. It's the fact, are you going to stay down or are you going to get up? I'm going to get up. Because like I said, I got a new wife. I got a 5-month-old son. I got 3 daughters and got 2 sons. I got 2 sons, 3 daughters, and a wife. My oldest is 31, and my youngest is 5 months. And in between my oldest boy and my baby boy, I got 3 girls. And I told myself, I got some daughters to protect. I got 2 sons that I got to show to how to be men. Even though my son is only 5 months, I'm still scared of him growing up being a young black man. I'm still afraid. I was looking at the video today when this little, I think they said it was a 10-year-old boy playing in his driveway, shooting hoops in his driveway. He seen a police officer coming down the street in the car. Don't you know that little boy wouldn't hit behind a truck so the police won't see him? That's sad. But like I said, the enemy got to the point where he got folks terrified and scared. But I know the spirit of fear is not of the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Seek in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Like I said, I guarantee you, I'll just sit here thinking, if I stop talking about Christ, talk about football up here, talk about sex up here, talk about things going on in the world, getting how this line will be full. I'm just telling the truth. I talk about Christ, how much I love him, encourage, talk about relationship, us as men. Talk about life, what we go through. That's one thing, us as men, we would not talk about what we go through to nobody. We would keep it hid in our heart and stress ourselves out till we have a heart attack or a stroke. Or till you worry yourself you done got put on blood pressure medicine. I'm to the point now, you know what? I shall live, I shall not die. I should live and I should not die. When I mean to me, what it means to me, I shall live, it means I want to keep walking with Christ. Because when you serve the devil, you're going to die. Because you can't serve 2 masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. I'm going to Jesus. Because even when I was in my mess, he still kept me covered. Because I know all the stuff, all the hell I done raised, it won't nobody but Jesus that brought me through. Had a woman try to kill me, I know it won't nobody but Jesus. I had so much bacteria in my blood system, it won't nobody but Jesus. But I remember when I first got saved, I used to call my mama every Sunday after church. My mama told, I heard her tell her church members where she preached, I told you he would come back. Praying, mama. We all got somebody that's praying for us. I was just telling somebody, I remember my grandma, every time I used to come home and I left Rocky Mountain and moved out, I used to come back to Rocky Mountain cut my grandma's grass and wash that car. Before I leave my grandma's house, she will always say, Maurice, you better get yourself together. Maurice, get yourself together. I can hear her saying today, Maurice, get yourself together. And I'm blessed. My grandmama is 92 years old. She can't get around like she used to. But the fact is that she's still living. She's still in her right mind. Move a little slow. Still can cook, but not cook a lot like she used to. And that's why I thank the Lord for my son. Because my son is the fourth generation older man. And I told my wife, I said, there's one thing I want to do before my grandma passed away. Did I let my son see his great-grandma? That she see him. And when we take CJ to see her and she's laying in her bed, you know, like I know y'all seen some pictures of my son on Facebook, but if you see that big smile that he have in person, if you having a bad day, you see that boy smile, you be like, you know what? I was upset and sad about. It is just something about my son that I love so much. Because one time, I thought I couldn't have no more kids, which was fine with me because I always had what I always asked for, a boy and a girl. I didn't think I could have another child. And like I said, I'm not perfect. When I was out there in the streets, out there, we keep it real. Yeah, I had plenty of women. My wife know. I done told her my story. She know my story. So if somebody was to go back and tell her, hey, you heard Thomas did this, my wife already know. She know my story. She know my testimony. That's why I said you don't know my story. But that's why I thank the Lord for my son. Because I hold them all the time. I do. I let him sleep right in my arm as long as he wants to. I've looked at my son in his face several times and told him face to face that your daddy will always be in your life. You will see your daddy every single day. I don't want my son growing up not seeing, be one of the ones that ask, where your daddy? I don't know. I ain't never seen my dad. That never came across my mind, not being in my son's life. Because my dad was always in my life. Every single day I seen my dad. Until, you know, like I said, he had to go pull a little bit of time. But, hey, it is what it is. But he was still my dad, regardless of whether he was there or not. I still respected my dad, no matter what the situation was. Because I seen my dad do what he have to do as a father to provide for his children. Make sure we had a roof over our head, food on the table, clothes on our back. Hey, we won't walk around with a big expensive name brand stuff. And me and my sister was happy because we seen our dad every single day. My dad came to my football game, my basketball game, taught me how to drive a straight shift. You know, like I said, I seen some things that my dad taught me weren't right. Taught me some things that was right. My dad showed me how to hustle. As being a man of the house, You have to do what's necessary to make sure your family has what they need. And I thank the Lord for my father. Even though my father has gone on, he's resting. And I'm praying if the Lord will, when my day come and when the Lord come back, that I'd get to see my dad again. But like I said, brothers, it's time for us to get ourselves together. It's time for us to link arms, stop being jealous. Start having that ego and that pride and that selfishness get in the way. Because we falling right into the trap of the enemy. I don't need them together. They get together. They powerful. Going on out here in this world today. If all us men got together, especially Christian brothers, saved brothers, filled, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. If we all got together and prayed, worship him, call on our Father, for that'll be something you will never forget, because he will shake up the earth. Like I said, y'all know me, I can talk. I'm just passionate when it comes to my brother. I don't want to see none of my brothers fail. I want to see all my brothers be successful in life. Because God has a plan for each and every one of us. We all have a purpose on this earth to do kingdom business, to do his will. To share Christ with them, to the ones that don't know him. Today, I really wish that the lines were filled, that we can see and feel how the brothers feel about what's going on in this world, what's going on in their life, going on out here in the streets. Because believe me, brothers, there's some brothers out here that's hurting bad. There's some brothers out here that want to commit suicide. There's some brothers out here that want to take an overdose of pills or take a gun that's killed themselves, or they want to jump off a bridge, or they want to do something that's not of God. Again, I challenge you, brothers, to look in the mirror. And ask yourself, are you happy at who you are looking at in the mirror? Because when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, like that song said, change gonna come. But you got to make an effort. You got to put yourself in position to change. Stop saying you're waiting on the Lord. No, he's waiting on us. He's waiting on us with his arms open, wide open. He's calling us. He's calling us. He's calling us. Calling us. He is calling us. I did a show one time, Start Reaching and Grab It. That's what the Holy Spirit just said. Start reaching. Start grabbing. Time to grab his hand and hold on to it. When you're reaching, you just reach. When you reach forward, you pull back nothing. But when you stick your hand out there and you grab it, you hold on to it. So I encourage someone, if you don't know Christ, you're not saved, stop reaching and grab it. Stop reaching and grab it. I'm my brother's keeper. If you need somebody to talk to, if you want somebody with a, you want to vent and you need somebody with a listening ear, because I know how it feels to sometimes feel that you're alone. But God put people in your life for a reason and a season. But it's for us to understand, is they here for a season or if they just here for that reason. We have to understand it. And I love when the Holy Spirit uses me. I really do. I love when the Holy Spirit uses me. To the ones that don't know him, take the opportunity time. Take time out of your business, because we ain't too busy to have an intimate relationship with Christ. We're not. Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's listening. He's waiting on us. Comes before destruction. The number is 914-219-0903. 914-219-0903. Press 1. I call out your last four numbers. But again, the man in the mirror. Do you like what you see in the mirror? Because we have room to grow. We have opportunity to change. Opportunity knocks. Take that opportunity. Spend a little intimate time with Jesus. Ask him to forgive you for what you've done. Call out your sins by name. He's listening. He's ready. His arms is wide open. Encourage you to take out time of your busy schedule and spend a little time with him, intimate time with him. Just spend a little intimate time with him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thy Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I come to you humble as I know how, asking you to send your angels of healing, deliverance, to the people of the sound of my voice. Someone is seeking you right now, Lord, and don't know what to do. Send your angels to them right now and let them know that you are there. Someone is going through a loss of a loved one. Someone is going through a divorce right now, Lord. But we know you honor marriages. We want you to touch the individuals right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the man of the house right now, Lord Jesus. To all the men that's listening, Lord, on the sound of my voice, Lord, touch them from the top of their head to the crown of their feet. Touch them, Lord. Give them your wisdom and understanding of your word. Show them love and compassion. Touch them, Lord. Deliver them. Heal them. Lord, we know someone going up and down the dangerous highways right now, trying to get home from work or trying to get to work. God, wherever they're going, Lord, we asking you to let them get there safe and sound to and from. Lord, we asking you to touch them right now, Lord Jesus. Touch their mind, their heart, their soul. and let them know that you're there, that you never leave them. You've always been there for them. God, thank you for using me, Lord Jesus. Use me. Use me, Lord. Use me. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank you guys for coming out and listening. I pray that the Holy Spirit touch you for you to tell your testimony one day here on the barbershop. Because like I said, a closed mouth don't get fed and a closed mouth don't get heard. Because someone needs to hear your testimony. Someone is going through something right now and have nowhere to turn to, Lord Jesus. Even though there's no callers, Lord, I still am obedient to the word and to your will of doing this show, Lord. And I thank you for giving me the strength and the opportunity and the wisdom to keep on pushing. I encourage all my brothers out there, no matter what the circumstances look like, God still is in control. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep perseverance. You have to keep going. You have to keep going. But just understand, when you make a wrong decision, it don't just affect you. It affects everyone around you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got a new song some new music that I was listening to last night on YouTube. Awesome worship music, praise and worship music. And as I was sitting there looking at the videos, the way a church is supposed to be, for all nationalities, all colors, shapes, sizes, and everyone was praising the Lord and worshiping Jesus. Some talented individuals singing, playing the piano, the drums, the guitar, all different races. All of them was on the same page of praise and worship. Take us out. Keep on getting better. Again, I thank you guys for coming out. Enjoy the rest of your week. If someone pop up in your mind or on your heart, please give them a call and reach out to them. Check on them, tell them that you love them. Because brothers, iron sharpens iron. We need each other. If you move their pride and ego, selfishness, all that stuff out of the way, deny all this stuff that's not of God, deny every bit of it and go before him and ask him for forgiveness. His face, seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. So I encourage you, if you don't know him, get to know him intimately. Know him intimately. Again, this is your boy Deacon Chance, the owner. You're listening to the hottest block talk radio show, The Barbershop. I wish y'all have a blessed night. Blessed week. Father's Day weekend coming up. I'd just like to go ahead and tell all the fathers, Happy Father's Day. Stay strong. Seek his face. Love on him. And love on your brothers. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Y'all be blessed. Have a good night. Keep on getting better.
I was king of the never change, no matter the time.
You are good to me.
Every day gets sweeter, every day gets better. 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 Every day gets sweeter, yes, every day gets better. When I thought you ran out of things to do,
you keep on getting there. You keep on getting
just
there.
When I thought you ran out of ways to move, you keep on
getting there.
Oh,
you keep on
morning
getting
by
there.
Morning, new mercies I see.
Keep on
oh my God,
keep on
morning
there.
By morning, new mercies I see.
Keep on
oh my God,
keep on getting there.
Keep on getting better.
Keep on getting better.
This is the Barbershop, the hottest blog talk radio show. I am your host, Deacon Chanta Odom. Again, have a blessed night. Enjoy the rest of your week. Like the song said, keep on getting better. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself this evening as much as I did. Again, I challenge all my brothers, be someone's brother's keeper. And look at the man in the mirror and ask yourself, are you in the right place? Is it worth losing everything you have? Again, this is the host, Deacon Chanta Odom, of the hottest block talk radio show, is the Barbershop. Y'all take care. Be blessed.